Thank you for holding. Is it Sergey?
This is Serge. Hi, John.
Serge. Hey, Serge. My name's John. You already got my name. I understand you were speaking with Tara. She said you had some questions about the listing on Google or how it works.
Yes. I understand what she's offering. If you can send me a written proposal, that'd be great.
In 1 second. Putting this proposal together. I'm going to send it over to you in via text message. But the major benefit to you in this call is that we even have first page placement available. If we don't have first page placement available, then there's really nothing to offer you. The other things are just added incentives.
Okay.
You've built a website, 8 years in business, got a Google business profile with reviews, and you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's. Have you never done any Google advertising?
I don't think so.
Why?
We just have plenty of business, just coming in organically, and we're thinking about it. We're working on this.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's, I mean, they get their leads.
We don't really use them.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if we. Yeah, where'd you get that we were with Angie's List?
When I look up your number, it'll just show us everything that has to do with that number online. So you just type in the 763-501-7777.
Mm-hmm.
And then it pulls up Home Advisor by Angie's. And that's how I found your Google business profile here. 32 mm-hmm. reviews, 4.9. There's Facebook, Crunchbase, Visual Visitor, MapQuest. There's a few different things that your company's done. I mean, the website and the Google business profile had to have been created at some point, too. So it's like you guys are working towards it. But when you look up roofing and Rogers, do you get everybody else? A to Z Construction, Inc., Advanced Roofing and Siding, All American Roofing and Restoration, Roof Doctors, Now, we have one spot open. We could simply just do the optimization that'll move the Oasis Group into that first page. And that's where 90% of people are placing their phone call. It's where all the traffic starts mm-hmm. and stops, So we're trying to put you in that conversation. I mean, it runs $299 month to month, no contract. If you guys have the capacity to even squeeze in like one every 2 months or one every month, it'll make sense. From a marketing mm-hmm. standpoint, and that's how we keep these guys coming back every month, is we're able to actually show them through the tracking and app, clients that were brought in because of our efforts.
Okay.
So,
good.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. Everybody that's on that first page, they're coming back without any kind of contract. I think that says a lot. A smart business owner's not going to keep paying for something if they're not able to generate return on investment for it.
Right.
From it, I should say. But there's no other lead fees or click fees or call fees or surprises. So it's really clean cut, straightforward, just $299 month to month. And as long as you guys continue to do what you've been doing with your reviews, then, we should have no problem letting you stay up there, 32 reviews and not one bad one. So, I mean, if you just keep doing what you've been doing, answering the calls as they come in, taking care of people, knock out some jobs, then it should be fine. Mm-hmm. Just increase the bottom line over the course of the year.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're saying it's $299 a month for what again?
Well, it's the first page placement on Google. That's the most important thing, right? But we do other things for you. When when you have that first page placement on Google search, you also end up on the first page of Bing. So the people using that Bing search engine, and then also Apple Safari. So because Google owns Androids, if they're searching on an iPhone, an Android, a tablet, doesn't matter. If they type in roofing or one of the services you want to be found for, they're going to see you as a top option on the first page of their search results, especially if they're within 50 miles of you. So, you know, that's the whole point of the service. But we also create a Facebook business profile for you and run some Facebook ads. I noticed you guys already invested in getting a Facebook page, but we would make sure that that gets marketed to people who are actually your target audience, people who are looking for stuff that you've done or do, whether it be the roofing or any other service. We actually list you for about 15 different ones at a time, or keywords or services, I mean. So if you wanted to focus on, I don't know if you do like solar or siding or any other smaller services.
Yeah, we do all of it.
Yeah, then those are things we could hit on too. I mean, it's as simple as people typing in, you know, siding or solar panels near me, and we make it so that you show in that conversation. Whereas right now, they do that search, they're getting recommended to your competitors just because they have Google advertising, right? So.
Yeah, why don't you just send me your price list for all the services that you offer?
I did.
And if you can, you did?
Yeah, I texted
in a text message
earlier on. Yeah, because we have a set pricing page for this. We've been doing it for 21 years, since 2004, so we have pretty clean-cut pricing structures and parameters. But when you go on there, you're going to see different packages. The best package that we offer is called the Platinum. It's advertised at $5.99 month to month. I was willing to put you on that package, but for $2.99, which is our lowest package pricing structure. So basically, we're maxing you out, giving you all the bells and whistles we can. That way, you shouldn't need any other forms of online advertising. We'll be like a one-stop shop for you. We'll get in there and cover all the bases, make sure everything matches up with what's submitted to Google or what's being presented on Google. And then that way you guys can just focus on answering the calls as they come in. We kind of do all the legwork as far as generating leads. We know our relationship with you each month is going to be dependent on what we're able to pull from this pool online.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So I see here you have a...
Sorry. Go ahead.
You have a... Essential Premier, you have Pro Premier, you have Platinum Premier.
Mm-hmm. And if you keep going down, you'll see another Essential Pro and Platinum. So the one that says most popular, the Platinum, it's normally $5.99 with a $2.99 setup fee. What I'd be doing is reducing the rate on that package to $2.99 indefinitely. So you'll actually keep that deal as long as you're with us. And then I'll waive the setup fee. So you don't have that setup fee. And the reason I'm willing to do that is because you guys have already done a lot of the legwork to get to this point, to even have the conversation about putting you here. For us, it's just a matter of maintaining it, and I would like to get your foot in the door and show you really the difference on what this means for the company all around when you have first page placement and you're top recommended in the area. It does make a difference, and you'll be able to feel it. You'll be put in a position where you can cherry pick jobs. And, you know, obviously if you can't service them, oh well, you're not expected to go out to every single person. But, you know, if we get a guy that contacts you about a $50,000 roof when you have something over the next week that's maybe going to generate half that, you know, I'm assuming you're going to shuffle the deck and do what's in your favor.
So you're saying this Platinum package is $5.99 a month.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying you're dropping it down to $2.99 with $2.99 set up fee waived, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So all it'll cost you is $2.99 out the door. And in your service agreement, you'll get the full Platinum package bundle.
Okay. So let's go over this package. So, and then, am I going to have an account manager assigned to your company?
Yeah, I'll be your account lead, but there will be a team of people that will help me with fulfillment. So if you want a familiar voice or somebody to talk to on a regular basis, that would be myself. Or if you find somebody that you like a little more during your interactions, you could always say, hey, you know, this is who I want to work with. But I always provide our 24/7 customer service and my direct number and extension to every client.
Okay. What I don't see here is, let's see.
There are other features that aren't listed, like the Google tracking numbers and things like that. Yeah, we're a premier Google partner.
Google ads, you know, Facebook ads, all of this stuff, you know, I think that's, you know, all of this is relevant, but I mean, Google ads and Facebook ads are probably the most important ones to generate business.
Exactly.
I mean, I see you have Facebook advertising. Like, what's included in Facebook advertising? What do you guys do?
Well, it's search ads. So anybody that searches any of your services, and then they'll be able to see you. So it's also keyword-based, just like Google. But Facebook also does remarketing campaigns. So if somebody has searched within the last 48 hours, for a service that you're known to provide through your keywords and services, you'll actually still pop up to them on Facebook. I don't know if you've ever seen that before when you're going through Facebook and then it sounds like or feels like your phone is listening to you. Like all of a sudden things are popping up that you were just talking about.
Yeah.
Because it is. So you'll have those Facebook ads in there. So you'll be remarketed. People will see the Oasis Group, Inc. presented to them with ads that we would actually create. But it would be focused on people who have actively searched or have mentioned voice search one of your services in the last 48 hours.
Okay, what about Google Ads?
This is Google Places placement. So you'll actually be one of the guys next to the map there when you look up roofing, if you just type in like roofing in Rogers or siding in Rogers. But we do also do Google Ads and Google Guarantee as their partner. The Google Ads campaigns are the premier packages that you scrolled past. That's the difference between those ones and this one is because they would also have ads. Usually, I only recommend doing ads if you want to cover more than 50 miles. Like if you're saying, hey, I want to cover a 100-mile radius, well, the only way we could do that would be to include some Google Ads to target those outside areas that this local listing isn't covering. And those ones are charged on a per-click basis. So let's say you allotted $300 to that and you changed your bill back to $599, right? Let's say you took the local bundle for the 50 miles and then you wanted to do $300 into the ads to broaden your radius to 100 miles. So those are per-click, though. So let's say it takes about 3 weeks, you run out of clicks. You could either increase that budget or you can wait till the next bill rolls around. And then it'll be reactive at the top of the first page. But the local listing that I was originally quoting you on for the 50-mile radius, it doesn't rotate like Google Ads. It's always up there, no matter how many clicks, calls, or leads are generated.
Okay.
So, very technical.
All right. Well,
but sure, transparent. Sure.
Yeah, no problem. Tell me about lead generation. I mean, what is?
Yeah, Google advertising produces the most popular leads, I mean, and the most efficient leads, I should say, from a conversion standpoint, most likely to turn into an actual sale. Mainly because, I mean, even Home Advisor by Angie's uses Google, right? No, but it's the number one search engine in the world. If people pull out their phone and they look up any of your services, they'll be able to see you. From that point, there's a call button there. So we provide them with all your information, your website, your phone number. You know, these people, once they contact you, you got a live human being on the line who was just on Google within 50 miles of you and looked up a service you provide, saw your company reviews, and then contacted you. There's no better pre-screening process than that. They basically chose you at that point. So it eliminates a lot of the hassle. It's more so just focusing on scheduling. Is this going to work or is it not going to work? You can get straight into it. You don't have to question your credibility, your license, your insurance, none of that stuff. It's as best of the lead as you can get. Or good
okay.
of lead as you can get. So it's live lead generation. But also, we have a tracking system and an app that our business owners download. And if you miss those calls, you could still call those leads back. So you're not missing out on opportunities. You can always go into that pipeline and circle back with these people. And we highly recommend that you do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect. Well, here's what we need to do. We're going to need to set up a follow-up meeting with my business partner because we have more than one business. And we're going to need to talk about a package deal and, you know, just maybe by the time that we
what
get
do you mean
that
by
call,
that?
What do they mean by that?
Business. Yeah, is it the same
yeah,
name?
We have a,
like a franchise?
No, we operate multiple businesses.
Oh, gotcha. Serge, so Google pre-qualified you for first page placement? And then you have to have the position open up within your area. There's only three spots that show within your area for the local listings that aren't the Google Ads pay-per-click ones. Right now, the other two spaces are being held by All American Roofing and Restoration and Roof Doctors. But we have one spot open. My reps are going down the qualified candidates list currently, the representative like Tara that you spoke with in the beginning of the call. And we're just looking for one of you guys off the qualified candidates list to fill that spot. Once they fill that spot, the position goes to them. We stop calling out.
Okay.
It's like a digital billboard, if you will. So once a business owner solicits that space and we're at our max capacity, we can't just keep signing up roofing companies. We have to ensure the people that are up there success for what they're paying to Google.
Mm-hmm.
So it's limited to just the available positions. And then you have to qualify when the spots open and then we reach out. That's what this call is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you guys qualified for it. It's not something that some roofing company could start up a business, you know, 5 months ago, 6 months ago, and then say, oh, I want to put myself on the first page of Google and tell the community I'm the best. It doesn't work like that. That's why Google's the number one search engine in the world. It's because they do a threading process that makes sure that people who are searching on that platform are actually getting reliable results and answers, reliable contractors. We pre-screen
well,
it. We don't throw anybody
yeah.
up.
Lenson Construction is number one.
In the ad section?
No.
Oh, did you look for roofing?
Yeah. No, I just... search for, I mean, we're not only, we're a commercial construction company. We're not a roofing company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it changes based on the keywords.
Yes.
So you are in the general contractor category, but the keywords are specifically what you're going to be listed for. And you select those during your client interview. We give you 15 different keywords or phrases. So if that's a keyword you want to use, you see the guys next to the map there?
Yeah.
You'll be listed there as the top recommended option. So you'll be within that group. And then 1, 2, and 3 is going to be based on the location of the end user. They try to accommodate the person on the other end, but you'll always be in that group as long as it's a keyword that you requested to be optimized or listed for. So you're looking up contractors right now, general contractor.
And are you saying in your area, you mean like, by zip code or by city or
no, Google operates with 50 mile radiuses based on your PIN verification. So you see the little red dots on the map there?
Yeah.
Google sent these people a postcard in the mail, these business owners. And then there's a little 5-digit number on the back that they use to verify your location. They also sometimes do a video call in order to verify the listing as well. So that'll mark your center location and then you get a 50 mile radius. So they have you in the 55374 zip code. It's a 50-mile radius around that zip code. Mm-hmm. It's based off of your business street address that Google has on file.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's your area locally. It doesn't mean that we can only list you there. I mean, for the local listing, yes. But if you want to do Google Ads too, those larger campaigns, we could still cover more ground if you're saying 50 is not enough. But I think you'd like what you see. You know, just in the last 30 days, general contractor as a keyword has 1,812 searches. So general contractor can mean a lot of things, and I'm not saying you're going to get 1,812 phone calls. It's just that many searches that were done where they would have seen the Oasis Group Inc. pop up. And, I mean, even if you're only able to get 1% of the calls from the 15 keywords that we list you for, I mean, you'll feel the difference. It's pretty significant. It'll definitely open the floodgates for opportunities, and then you guys can cherry pick and capitalize on what you do and don't want.
Yeah, we're not even in a list of, you know, 20.
Well, right. Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, anybody that's looking for a contractor or a roofer right now, you guys aren't even going to get a swing at it online unless they already know about your business. So we'll fix that problem.
Okay. And are you saying we're going to be at the top of the list or at the list of the 20 people?
No, the top, on the first page. Yeah, so the reason these guys are paying is to be on the first page, those top three. You'll see guys on the first page that have less reviews than some of the guys that are in that 20, but it's not based on that. It's based on if they're working with the Google partner on their placement or not. Right. If it was review-based, it would just put the guys with the most reviews at the top, but they're actually paying to be there over the other competing companies. So that's why they're getting recommended those businesses.
I see.
Mm-hmm. So they basically just got a call like this one day, and they have a Google partner on the back end that's actually doing the optimization, maintaining it, and keeping them up there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But for you, it would be about half of what your competitors are paying. And that's mostly a nod to you guys have already built up a good review base. A lot of companies we find are not in the position you're in. They haven't done the work that you've done over the 8-year span. Sometimes they're very new businesses, you know. So then there's work that we have to do as far as harvesting their reviews, building a little bit more of their reputation. It's almost like a fabricated credibility rather than an earned credibility that you have already established. So we don't have to do any fabricating on your part. That's a preferred contractor for us too. We know that there's a very low chance that something goes wrong. You'll probably be able to take care of people as you already have.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Can we do this? Can we do, so we do have more businesses, like I mentioned, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand what you're saying about Oasis Group.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two more businesses that we need to, you know, work with. Services like you were offering.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do this one for $199? And then we can schedule another call with my business partner, and we can go through additional two businesses and see how we can use your services to get them, you know, to a different position where they are.
I could do the $199, but the problem is that I would have to cut out Facebook ads if we do that. It would be removing a product in order to get lower
on
the structure.
Tell me more about Facebook ads. How often do you run them? You know.
The ads are recreated biweekly. And then we send a message to you, so you have to approve them, right? They send you a text like, hey, this is the ad we created, yes or no, or what would you change? And then you give us the go-ahead, then they launch that ad. But again, it's search and remarketing based. So if somebody did a search in the last 48 hours, you'll be popping up to them as a remarketing campaign, or anybody that's doing an active search at the moment, a keyword search, you'll also be promoted to them, just like Google keyword search based.
Do you create ads, or we need to create ads and you just, you
no,
create
we,
ads?
We create them, yeah, and then we send them to you. You have to sign off on them as the business owner, though. Yeah, you know, we have to get your
approval.
So we'll create them,
right,
send you
a
message. You say, yes, then it launches.
So you're saying we need to provide you with, photos, videos, and then you create ads and you post them.
Correct. And then there's a way to add a manager to your Facebook or Meta profile for the business. And so they'll go in there. We're not going to duplicate your Facebook. We'll just access the one you have and run the ads through that. So that way we could also drive some attention to the stuff that you guys have already built on that platform.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not something I would want to cut out, honestly. It makes a difference.
No, we don't really want to cut it out.
Like part of me wants to just accommodate you and say, yeah, $199 and then opportunity for more businesses in the future, you know, like the sales part of me. But it's like, I know that if we're cutting that out, it's not morally right. I have to disclose that, you know, like, hey, we could get you to that price point if that's the make or break thing and you have a certain budget, but you know, we would be removing something that's beneficial.
Are you guys 10Xers? Generate 10X leads? I see.
Well, Google advertising, it's been the number one way to market for the last 17 years, and they say for every dollar invested into Google advertising, it yields 10 in return. But obviously that's over a certain period of time. You know, it's not an immediate thing where it's like, hey, I sign you up today, tomorrow you have 10 times. It's, you know, somebody who does it on average for a quarter or half of a year or a year, then they're able to kind of see those results.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are part of the Grant Cardone movement, 10X?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of their sales and stuff, but I try not to come off too salesy because it's, for a lot of business owners, it's an essential service. Like, some companies aren't even profitable until they get on Google, you know, so try not to get too into the, you don't want to sell somebody a $1 million dream and then they go into it and it takes them 10 years to make $1 million. Everybody's different.
Yeah, yeah.
The business owner's really going to decide the success of the company at the end of the day. These are just tools that should make it a little easier for you.
All right. Yeah, hey, it'd be nice to get, I mean, this is was not in my budget, so I need to create this budget for, you know, for marketing.
$10 a day, though. I mean, normally it's $20 a day. I'm working with you.
Yeah, $199 would be, you know, let's get going, and then we will bring more business. You know, if you guys are who you, you know, who you're saying you are, I think we'll bring more business to you.
Yeah, you could look it up. I mean, we've been doing it 21 years, so all of our relationships have been harvested based off of, like, starting things out month to month. A lot of people are just trying it out, and then we got to build the trust over time. And that's totally fine.
Sure.
But, and again, I can do the $199. It's just we're going without Facebook. So is that what you're saying you want to do?
No. We need Facebook. Let's see. Let's go down the list. You have lead generation account, dashboard access, call and conversion tracking, advanced reporting, optimized landing page. So optimized landing page, you're talking about our website and how you can optimize it?
Yeah, exactly. So sometimes there's quality score problems or discrepancies on your website, and we would be able to fix those for you, especially if you don't have somebody readily in-house, maybe that's hosting your website for you. But what I mean by quality score is, like, Google will flag it and give it a score based on, like, the loading speed on the iPhones, Androids, and tablets on the mobile platform, but also the quality of the content. And so they want to make sure, like, the stuff that we're promoting you for through keyword and search advertising or remarketing advertising matches up with what's on the site. And then obviously there can't be any discrepancies with, like, name, address, or phone numbers on there or any of the information on there. You just want to make sure it's accurate. So all that content, if you don't already have it on there, we would be able to help you with modifying and making sure it's matching up with the feedback that we're getting from them.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of work to be done. It's not a flip of the switch, you know, kind of thing in order to make a business successful with it. You know, Google obviously recognizes you need a team of people there instead of telling the business owner, hey, you don't have the team there. It sucks. You snooze, you lose.
Right.
They've created the Google Partner Program where they have partner companies like ours that'll actually maintain it and ensure the success of it. And that's how they're able to harvest long-term relationships with the business owners and keep them coming back each month.
Okay. So you're saying yes to 199 and let's add more services to the mix, you know?
I can, but again, you know, I want to be very clear. If I do the 199, we're removing Facebook. I can't, it just wouldn't work. Like, there's no budget set aside to actually run Facebook if I do it at 199. So we could do that. It would just be more of like a pro package than the platinum package.
Mm-hmm.
Without the Facebook ads. If you want to do it with the Facebook ads, I mean, I could try to meet you halfway. I mean, I could come down to 249 and still get you the Facebook ads. We'd be technically losing money on that first month, to be honest, though, for a platinum package at 249. But if you're saying there's opportunity for us to add other companies in the future, I mean, I'm sure they won't be opposed to that.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
You want to do 249 month to month?
249 month to month. Yes.
All right, Serge. Let me create your Google business profile. You already have a Google business profile, but within our company, we're looking for any changes, right? So I'm going to submit it to Google as well. So no changes in the business name, right? It's the Oasis Group, Inc.
No.
Still incorporated. Okay. And is the phone number we're on still the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you? 501-7777?
Yep.
Love that, by the way. Okay. And then same street address, right, for your Google verification letter? Okay. It's pretty easy. It's a lot of just copy and paste on my part. Okay. I already have your Facebook page here. Now, we are going to want to interview you just to make sure that we're listing you for the right keywords and in the right areas. So what do you think would be the best time for us to do a client interview with you?
Let's see. I mean, we can do it later today.
Yeah. You give us a time. So usually it takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour in case you have extra questions or the call goes over.
Okay. Maybe we do it at, let's see. Let's do it probably around 4 o'clock,
4
p.m. Yeah.
Okay.
4 central.
Central. Yep. I'll schedule you between 4 and 5 o'clock. I'm going to send a calendar invitation to your email address. What's your business email address that I could send that to?
F-E-R-G-E.
F-E-R-G-E.
At the Oasis. Yeah, at theoasisinc.com.
At theoasisinc.com. Okay. And for the invoice receipt, I need your last name.
M-A-R-E-T-S-K-I.
E-T-S-K-I. Moretzky.
Moretzky, yes.
Okay. I like that. A lot of times when the way they have your name spelled here, it's usually Sergey, like S-E-R-G-E. Do people call you that a lot?
Yeah. Once in a while, it should be Serge.
Okay. Yeah, Serge sounds more American. I like it. All right. So Rogers, Minnesota, save. Okay. Then we're going to get to this whole service area. So let's go ahead and close this out, take it off the board. And then just, I mean, obviously your website's great and it's already attached, but I'm supposed to ask and make sure that there's no other website we're missing. So if you're comfortable with the oasisinc.com being attached to the Google business profile.
Yeah, it's already there.
Yep. And then there's no other websites out there for the business, right? That might have this address or phone number affiliated.
There is a landing there is a landing page, and we will add more landing pages, but it'd be, no, yeah, this is just the main one.
Okay. All right. And then I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. When you guys are ready to add the other two businesses, just call me directly, okay?
All right.
All right. Because I'm biting the bullet on this one, so I want to get the credit for the other two as well, if I'm going to do it this way. They're going to question me on this pricing structure, but if I explain it to them and then that comes to fruition, it'll be fine. Okay. Save. All right. Account created. Client interview is scheduled today between 4 and 5 o'clock Central. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how would you like to do that?
It'd be a credit card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Both?
Okay, good. And then the billing address is all the same as the business street address?
Yep.
Suite L?
Suite L, yes.
All right. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Maybe do you have a form that you can send me?
What do you mean by that? Like a form to fill out?
Yeah, like a make a payment online.
Oh, a digital payment form. We don't have that initially. I could have one created, but the way it works typically is we have a merchant processing here called VeriSign. So it's the same as like Amazon or eBay. I inputted it into the system once, and it's going to generate an account for you. So we have an app and a tracking system. And then any changes or modifications you want to make to the billing moving forward, you'll be able to do that on your own discretion through the app and the tracking system. So the only time you actually give your information over the phone is at this point of sale, the initial point of sale.
Yeah, I need some type of invoice. I'm not just giving business cards.
Oh, yeah, there's an invoice receipt that'll actually come to you automatically. So you have a full outline of the agreement in writing you have to consent to with your 3-day right of rescission also informed on there. And then the invoice receipt comes across to you so you can write it off as a business expense.
Perfect. Why don't you send me that along with how I can make a payment via link or something. And then,
Give me 1 second, okay? Just sit tight because there's something I got to – communicate with an agent on the back end in order to get it to you. So bear with me.
Sure.
All right.
Yep.
You're no easy sale. I'll tell you that. Better to be safe than sorry, though, so I understand that, too. Okay. Looks like you already accepted the invite for the client interview. That was very fast. Okay. Okay. Let's go email. Go login. Okay. Can you go to your email? Did you get the message from our company? It says access your advanced reporting now.
Not yet.
Okay.
It's still coming.
Yeah. So I just created your account. Usually it's automatically created once we sign you up. So I just had it manually created for you ahead of time. And so the username will be your phone number. The password will be SEM photos. Once you're logged in there, you'll be able to access the billing and then go ahead and input your own information.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have to update your billing. Okay, hold on. So let me me do this. And this is going to be a platinum bundle with Facebook for $249. Signed package. Okay. Oh, let me take the other $50 off. It's normally $299 essential. And also platinum. Okay. He already has his own website. So I don't need that. Don't need to purchase a domain. Okay. All right. Billing is adjusted. Create the account. Add correct pricing. Once he logs in, it'll prompt him to do the e-signature. Okay. So you'll have to sign off on the agreement, too. So we're doing things in reverse, so. Okay, so first you have to agree to the subscription terms, and then it will prompt you to the billing section. And while we're waiting for this too, what were the other two businesses? Is it the same category? Are they general contracting companies or?
Yeah, it's called Green 360, getgreen360.com.
Pull this up.
Green business, we do.
Okay. Solar Energy Systems, Rogers Minnesota. Oh, okay. Yeah, you would definitely need us anyway, because you have this registered under the same address.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a big no-no on Google. The AI it could have negatively affected the Oasis group. You don't have different.
Really?
Yeah, because the PIN verification. So we have to send the PIN to at least a different suite number if there's another one or.
Yeah, it's a suite I.
Okay.
We'll redo that.
Yeah, we'll update it when we sign that one up. But yeah, you're going to have to do a name, address, and phone number cleanup. We may actually need to change it if we're going to do suite L for the Oasis group, which is what it's already under. I think it would be a lot easier to change Green 360 because they don't have any reviews or anything on there yet. It looks pretty fresh. Yeah, we're going to have to do that one. When you sign, you might have to change it beforehand, actually, even though, because I don't want it to negatively affect the Oasis group.
How will it negatively affect Oasis group?
Well, if you have two businesses registered at the same address, that typically causes a discrepancy with Google. It's like you're trying to run three businesses under the same address. And obviously from a manual standpoint, it's easy for somebody to understand what's happening there. But for the AI system, it just flags it. It's like you're breaking the machine. The machine goes, what's going on? We have two companies here at the same address. So it's basically saying, hey, I don't know what, if we're telling people the right information or giving them right turn-by-turn directions or whatever the case is from the map system. So it just kind of flags them and suspends them both until we clear those discrepancies. So it is something that has to be fixed. It's very sensitive when it comes to like your business name, address, phone number, and website. The information on there, if it's showing on another platform for a different business, the system doesn't know if it's actually giving people the correct information or the verified information. So it almost has the opposite effect when you do stuff like that. Sometimes business owners, they try to like cheat and get the same business up there twice and run two different ads for the same business, right? Or have two different local listings for the same business. And Google doesn't allow that. So. If you have another suite number.
Elevation. We have another suite number. It's a suite I.
Okay.
And I think that's where we can put.
For Get Green.
Address.
Get Green 360.
For Get Green.
Yeah.
But there is another company called Elevation.
Mm-hmm.
And Elevation is registered under Suite L as well. We don't have a Google profile yet.
set off on that one. Mm-hmm. So we'll probably need to end up.
We'll fix it. You know. That's what I was saying. It's good that we're having this conversation and we're doing this today, because now you already have the resources. It'll be a lot easier to just have a phone call rather than you try to set it up and then find out the hard way, like, what's going on. Everything's getting suspended and shut down. So, we'll be able to help you.
So I'm trying to sign it, and it says signature does not match. And It does match my name, so I don't understand what's going on.
Maybe capitalize the S and the M and just one space between
That's
them.
Right, yeah.
No space at the end.
No space at the end.
If
I cancel.
Yeah, maybe delete it all. Retype it out. But yeah, Sergey Moretzky.
Serge, right?
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Come on, man.
I know. I get fancy with it sometimes.
So, let me see. Let me refresh. Did you, what phone number did you put in when you typed it? Is it 501? When you said you Googled my phone number?
Yeah, 501-7777.
Yeah, it doesn't accept my signature. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't like the 249.
Right. Let me see here. Yeah. SEM photos is the password. The username is your phone number.
Yeah, no, I'm in. I'm in.
Okay.
I'm looking at the contract.
Oh, you're just trying to sign the subscription terms. Yeah, at the bottom. So there is a section where you have to acknowledge certain things. It's not just the signature. You have to make sure, like, you consent to us communicating you via SMS or text message, or if you don't want that. So you do have to acknowledge the boxes above that. You can't just scroll to the bottom without acknowledging
that. That's exactly what I did.
No problem, yeah. You just want to scroll up just a little bit, and it'll have a couple boxes there you have to consent to.
Yep.
And then once you
confirm,
signature
does not match.
Huh.
Signature, please type your name exactly as it appears. Let's take the highlighted portion of the text, or Serge Moretzky.
There's no more
logical highlighted text. What's your name, by the way?
My full name is Jazwan John Hill. So a lot of people call me John because they butch my first name, kind of like I'm butching yours.
Yeah, there
you go. So I'm used to it. That's why I apologize. But yeah, just John.
Yeah.
It's usually I go by my middle name most often.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Can you, I don't know if you can log in into that thing and, you know, look yourself. It won't let me sign. It says, here's another message, says, talk to John about moving it to 199.
Here, what I'm going to do, I'm going to manually do a resend on the account. I'm wondering if maybe because I updated the pricing after I sent this, that maybe that's where it's causing the issue there. I don't know if you go to the billing, if it's, it doesn't have a price point, but the pricing should be clearly outlined on this one. So I'm going to try to resend a fresh link to you. Bear with me.
On this agreement? I actually don't see a pricing on this agreement.
That's the problem. That's why it's not accepting, Serge. So here, I just resent a new one. If you go back out and then back in to the new one, it'll have it with the actual updated price. It's because you're agreeing to it, and it's going, hey, I get you agree, but there's no agreed pricing structure in there. It was the one that I kind of wiped the pricing and then tried to just send it through that way, and then I was going to adjust it before processing the payment, but it wants me to have that established prior to you even being able to access it.
Okay, you're saying you
sent the new one. So you should have very same.
The new one. That's the new vision board. Okay.
Mm-hmm. A new link. It looks just the same as the other one, but it's newer.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we'll actually have pricing. But I put in the notes here on this account about the Get Green 360 and the, I didn't get the
Elevation.
Other business. Elevation. Okay, so let me find Elevation. So it's just ELEVATION and Rogers?
Yep. Sure. Yep.
Okay. Nope. Is it Inc. or Incorporated?
It's Incorporated, yeah.
Okay. Elevation Inc. Nightwingers.com? What is that? Is that your website? Elevation.nightwingers.com?
I think it's Elevation that's built.
Okay. Let me see if I can find that. Is it under same phone number? It'd be easier if you have the phone number for Elevation.
Yeah, it's not developed yet. It's called elevation.build.
Okay.
B-U-I-L-D.
Uh-huh.
It just has a...
Got it. Okay, found it. I found it. Yeah, the only contact is the contact form via email. There's no number or any. So this thing's completely in its infancy. Okay.
Yeah.
No worries. I just want to make sure I have it in the notes there too. So if we do it later, I'll be able to go in there and clear those discrepancies and kind of write a little message to myself on this account.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Need NAPW.
And you guys work does this fee include like working with a website as well?
Yeah.
I think you mentioned that, right?
Yeah, correct. So usually it's an optimized landing page. Like, it would be a lot better than what you guys have now, but we would keep that domain, the elevation.build, so we'd be able to, like, rebuild on that. And then I didn't look at Green 360s yet. Get Green 360. I just pulled it up without actually clicking on the domain, so let's see what this looks like. Oh, yeah. This one's actually not bad, but... It's simple. Yeah, I like it though. I kind of could use some more pictures. It's not bad though. But yes, website would be included. I'm more fond of the oasisinc.com website. That one's a lot nicer, a lot similar to what we would build for you. The one that you have for GetGreen 360 is pretty simple. And the elevation.build is like not even, it's just a page pretty much. Like you got the domain and slap some generic stuff on there.
Okay, I'm in.
All right. Awesome. Okay. And then once you log in, it's going to prompt you to do the e-signature and it'll take you to the billing page where you could update your credit card information.
It just brought me to my dashboard. It says you're a client already.
Yeah, because I created your account before you actually paid. So I had to go back and kind of reverse engineer it because I wanted you to be comfortable here.
Let's see. Where's the payment? Is it under account settings? Billing?
Yep. Billing.
Okay. And, I see. So it's already okay. Payment information.
Mm-hmm. That way you don't have to give your information over the phone. Yes, I had to have Tina, one of our executives on the back end. She usually deals with, like, failed payments. I had to have her actually, like, manually create your account beforehand and then send it over. So she was able to piece this together pretty fast. But this is a dashboard. We actually have an app, so it's good that you're seeing that dashboard. Is because we have an this is the PC version that you have pulled up on your mobile device, but we have an actual app that you could download, and it'll give you all those links. So you'll be able to see all your leads, manage the website for the Oasis group, the listings, the Google Insights, the Facebook ads, the Google ads. It's all right there. And so when you do this later for Get Green 360 and for Elevation Inc., you'll have your own UN and password for each company, and it'll manage the leads for each individual company right there from your phone. So you'll be able to keep track of all the online listings and everything without, you know, running around. Yeah. It's organized.
Does this include, like, all the Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff, too?
Not Instagram, but Facebook will be covered. So everything we discussed in that Platinum Package bundle is going to be a part of this $249 pricing structure.
Okay.
So the Google Ads is the pay-per-click campaigns. That's if you want to upgrade to that later. But we're in our infancy here, so we're kind of in the show improve, get to know each other. Honeymoon phase.
still dating, huh?
Yeah, still dating.
All right, man. We'll get to go.
A contract later. But all right, I could save you money on a contract later, but we'll talk about that once we got some stuff going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Payment updated. We're good to go. So let's get to work.
One process here, and then it's gonna automatically send you the receipt. You've already signed off on the subscription terms, so there'll be an outline of the agreement sent over. Like I said, it all comes through automatically. You've already done that, so don't panic.
And it's a month-to-month.
Correct. So, yes. Yeah, so here's the verification, voice verification. So it does state here, the initial payment for the initial term of your service agreement and payment will be collected today. It is May 20th, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 for a full Platinum Package bundle. I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. I've also locked you in at this pricing structure indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to auto-renew each month on the 20th day, but it's going to stay at that price of $249 for as long as you're with us. You may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue our services, you let us know before the next bill is due so we can stop it from automatically charging you. And it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And I do recommend you try it for 2 months. You know, usually the guys that see the best ROI, they give it a good amount of time to evaluate it and land the big fish. But you know, it is month to month, so you're not binded to that. I just recommend that. Give it time. Don't just do 1 month and then pull out on me to redo all that work. Okay. So agreement's good. Terms and conditions are signed. And then you have a client interview scheduled. The client interview is scheduled today. It's going to be between 4 and 5 o'clock. Typically how that works is I'll contact you. I'll introduce you to our client interview technician on the back end. They're the one who do a lot of the legwork, so to speak, the plug and play back there. So they'll interview you, and then they'll kind of take over the call from there. If I am on a call with one of my clients, then they'll just go ahead and call you directly and say, hey, we're calling with Local Splash in regards to your client interview, and just dive right into it with you.
Okay.
I sent over my direct number and extension. It's also attached to every text and email you get from us. We also have 24/7 customer service as well. It's the same number. You just hit extension 1 to get a live operator. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you always have me and an account management team here to help you.
Did you send me your personal number?
Is it
included somewhere?
Yep. Yeah, it's in the messages. I sent it really early on in the call. It looks like it was about 24 minutes ago. It'll say, hi, this is John H. from Local Splash. Let's get your business at the top of Google today.
And yeah.
Okay. Yeah, extension 544 is my direct extension.
Awesome, man.
All right, Serge.
Okay, John. I appreciate your call, man.
Thank you for hearing us out, by the way, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Love to work with you on, you know, our other two businesses. Thanks for, good advices right away.
Yeah. I'll be looking forward to that as well. You know, that's a big foundation for me when I explain this to my higher ups is like, hey, there's potential for something bigger. So I'll be definitely looking forward to signing up those other businesses. But as of right now, let's just get the Oasis Group going.